Mm-hmm. You're not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo, but tweet a tweet day. Dwell up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. As always, I'd like to give a little recap of last week's episode. So last week's episode, I basically talked about, you know, expanding your tent and, you know, bringing along the different experiences and, you know, the good and the bad in those experiences. And with the bad, learning from those experiences and knowing what not to do. And I'm growing from it. And also with the successes, the successful experiences and things that you've learned from your family, you can bring those along too and just add to your toolbox of what you should do and what actually works and just continue to just cultivate different areas and just allow the journey to take you where it's supposed to. And everything falls into place, especially when we're allowing God to kind of lead us to where we're supposed to be in purpose and all of that stuff. And this kind of helps me transition into another topic, the next episode, which basically I talked about expanding your tents. But not only are we building up and building out, but we're also having to, you know, restructure things and to cut out walls and to remove some things and some people. And you know, I've definitely kind of touched on this in other episodes, but, you know, in this episode, we have to learn to remove some things, mindsets, people, and perspectives so that we can see the full picture and to really start running the race that we have set before us, the marathon that was set out for us personally and individually. And when we start to actually remove those certain things, things start to look up, things start to look a little bit more free. And, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I find myself just throwing things in my closet because, you know, I want the inside of my room to actually look good. And so I throw certain things in my closet so that I can keep it neat and tidy. And now, you know, it's been a little while. And so I feel like the certain things that I've thrown into my closet, it's kind of accumulated over this time period. And now, like, there's not really any space, like walking space, a little bit, but not too much. And, you know, in order for me to get to where I need to go, I need to actually start removing stuff. So one of the things that I started to do is I started to throw away some clothes that I don't wear, some clothes that are just sitting there, you know, old books that I don't use. And of course, keeping the ones that are beneficial to me and that are encouraging to me in my journey. But, I just started to remove the things that I don't need. And, because for the longest time, like I just started to go to different consignment shops and all of that stuff because I love vintage clothes. And so I was going to different vintage places and just really, really building up my wardrobe and stuff. And I found out that especially, you know, in certain seasons of my life where I was kind of just to myself and not really going anywhere, I wasn't really wearing those clothes. And so they're just kind of idle in my closet. And, you know, I actually need to have that space, or at least have it cleaned out. And that's the same thing with life and in this journey with removing things. We have to start to push things out and not bring it with us, because it's only accumulating. And the same goes with, you know, when you walk into a store and the store might say everything must go. And they literally mean everything must go, because it's costing them more money to keep those items in inventory than it is for them to just let it go. Has that ever happened to you guys? Take a moment to think about that. You see, sometimes when we hold on to certain things, again, it's costing us more than it's, you know, being beneficial to us. Just like the clothing store, it's costing them a lot of money for inventory and the storage room than to just sell it or to give it away. And sometimes that's the same thing, not only for the clothes and inventory that we have, for our lives and just everything in our rooms or our homes or apartments, whatever. We also have to get rid of, that sounds mean, but we just have to kind of remove even people from our lives, because sometimes we might be going in the same direction and having similar goals and, you know, going towards that, but it starts to get a little wayward in a sense, because, you know, maybe one person might begin to get jealous because another person is kind of progressing in that area quicker, or they were progressing and all of a sudden this other, you know, individual started to shoot up and, you know, just really, really skyrocket in sales and recognition and all of that stuff. And, you know, if we would have listened to not having peace in our hearts to God, then we would have known that, you know, we were supposed to remove that person in that season, because, you know, maybe they will give different advice that's contrary to what our vision is, or maybe they might make snarky remarks, jealous remarks that is going to cause us to want to just, you know, give up and not really see the bigger picture. And it, when we start to get different thoughts and opinions from other people, for me, in my experiences, I've recognized that it just causes more confusion, and it causes me to kind of question who I am and question where I'm going and if this is actually going to happen. And sometimes our vision will be different, or many times it will be very different than what people think that it should be. And, you know, we start to question like, oh, well, you know, it doesn't meet society's standard or my best friend's standard. She's saying that, you know, I think that's a stupid idea, or, you know, it doesn't meet whatever standards that you're trying to meet. And you start to kind of mold and shift and bend the vision that you have so it can start fitting the criteria that other people have placed upon it or want to place upon it. So can you think of some instances where your friends or, you know, even associates have tried to say things intentionally or unintentionally, making you kind of question and throwing you into just a cloud of confusion for a moment in time when you're trying to make a big decision or you're trying to move forward, and all of a sudden you just don't really know which way to turn because you have this person speaking something negative, something that's contrary to what you know to be true, and you know, you feel like things have been put on a halt for you. Has that happened to you? And can you think of those times and write down those times, what it made you feel in that moment and how that bit of information really, you know, detoured you and caused you to kind of go left when you should have gone right? I'm going to give you guys a few moments to think about that. Just bring out your pen and pad if you don't have it already, or your phone, your notepad, whatever the case is, and just write down those thoughts. Okay, and so you know that someone is meant to stay in your life because, of course, you have peace, but they're also pouring into you and not taking things away. They're encouraging you, even if they can't really understand exactly the entire vision that you have before you. But instead, you know, instead of saying words that can kill the very vision that you have, they're still encouraging you. And, you know, of course, sometimes like they can say things that are contrary, but their intentions aren't bad. Their intentions are just to help move you forward. But we want people like that. And we want people to encourage us and to not bring drainage in. You know, we don't want to feel drained. Like, we don't want to feel like we are just having to hold burden on our shoulders and having to hold back and not share certain things with certain people because they may take it the wrong way or feel some type of way, like feel jealous or whatever it may be. We just really need to be and have an open mind on what we should be doing in each season. And so when it's time to say goodbye to certain things, and of course it comes sometimes frequently, more frequently than we'd like, as you know, like I've spoke about at the beginning of my journey, the beginning of the journey, and then also like when I moved back to Los Angeles, I had this group of friends, and when I started to build a relationship with God and start going towards purpose, I had to actually say goodbye to those people. Just because, like I said in a different episode, you know, she wasn't saying things that was encouragement. Like, she was saying, you know, you should do this, when I know in my heart that it was going against my morals. And she would say, oh, you should do this or do that or get to know this person, when her intention was, you know, to get to know them so that she can, you know, be at the amazing parties or, you know, get to know amazing celebrities, whatever her mindset was at that point. And, you know, all I wanted to do was, and maybe at that time I kind of wanted that too, but I just knew that I was in a different season, and for me to transition into the season that I had, I needed to say goodbye. Because again, I didn't want to bring on her character into where I was going. And, you know, I wanted to have people around me that were going to be encouraging in the right way and say the right things that weren't necessarily contrary to my beliefs and my morals, and just encourage me in a way that I needed to be encouraged. And, you know, if they didn't know exactly what I was doing, it was okay. But they knew that I was actually moving towards a purpose, a goal. And that's all there was. They seen that I had faith. They seen that I was actually stepping out in faith. And just really having to just pull back in certain areas and surrender in certain areas and sacrifice in certain areas. They saw that I was making those big decisions, and like I said, even though they didn't understand, they still encouraged me and, you know, said good things and, you know, helped me along the journey. So that's mainly what I want to leave you guys with today is, you know, in addition to building the foundation and just moving forward in where you're supposed to be, also consider removing certain things to make space for the new things and to, you know, allow those new things to grow into other things. So you never know what it can lead to. You just really never know. And a lot of times we're keeping certain friends in our vicinity when, you know, if we remove them, we will gain more friends that are like-minded and are actually also going towards purpose and have that at the forefront of their mind. And, you know, they're not necessarily about, oh, let's go partying or, oh, let's go doing this. But instead, they're so focused on, of course, still having fun, but so focused on being purposeful and not wasting time. Because, as you know, there's not much time. And, you know, we really have to, just like this year, like it's already September. And it was just January. It was just December. It was just September of last year. And, you know, I can't believe that it's September of 2019 now. But, you know, time literally moves and it doesn't stop for anybody, regardless of if you stop working towards the plans that you have or the vision that you have. Time is going to still keep moving. And it's up to you on how you utilize that time and how you take those steps to be able to push you closer and make you move forward and where you're supposed to go, whatever that is to you, because everyone is on a different journey and is striving for a different goal. And we have to be okay with that. And that's definitely one of the reasons also why we have to extract and subtract certain people, because, you know, it gives them room to be able to link up with the people that they're supposed to be in that season. And it also allows us to link up with the people that we're supposed to be, so we can encourage each other and we can continue to move forward and where we're supposed to go. So I hope you guys learn from this episode. And until next time.